the sound of gathering sorority girls, something that perpetuates stereotypes, eliminates all hope of concentration, and requires some yelling to stop. But this sound is what many of us call home. This is the first day of Senior Week. We are celebrating the seniors who are graduating.
Well, we were told to put together a box of memories, pictures, things like that for our senior and our G5 family. So my little and I went to Hobby Lobby and we got a photo box. Just memories from Big Little, Soonerthon, different G5 activities. We also got a little rock that says, "Together we are family," on there, and we signed the back. We just did it to show her how much we love her and appreciate her, and give her a nice, end of the year gift.
That's Olivia, my little in my sorority family. Every fall, freshman members pick a sorority member to be their mentor or their big. Mine is Taryn Aub, and she's graduating.
It's really odd because this time 2 years ago I was actually planning this event for the seniors, and now I'm here and I'm just kind of, still trying to take it all in. Today, we're focusing on love, so we get to spend time with our sorority families, and I'm a really emotional person, so there will probably be a few tears.
You guys, you guys, I don't want to go through this.
She opens her decorative blue and white box and picks up a picture of our sorority family from her sophomore year when she became my big. We are all wearing matching blue shirts and are attempting a creative picture where we all stack on top of each other. Needless to say, it looks a little awkward.
This one is one of my favorites.
Look at your hair. It's so short. Oh.
Oh, I had that nose ring in.
She begins to open the card that everyone signed.
Guys, this is so cute. Thank you.
Do I have to read these right now?
Do you want the tears?
You don't have to. I was like, do you want the tears?
You don't have to.
Taryn is from Portland, Oregon, and came to the University of Oklahoma to be closer to her father's side of the family, but she immediately wanted to return to Oregon. The idea of joining a sorority didn't appeal to her, but reluctantly she joined Gamma Phi Beta, and with the support of her newfound friendships, she excelled.
When I initially came to OU, I kind of put just like an expiration date on it, like there was always an end in sight. I've created a home here. I joined several student organizations and got involved on campus. And through OU, I studied abroad and I worked Camp Crimson. And so it's a weird thought to think that I crammed so much in the last 4 years and now it's all just kind of coming to an end.
I met Taryn the last night of sorority recruitment. Like Taryn, I had all but decided I was not meant to be a sorority girl. As I entered Gamma Phi Beta, better known as G-Phi, I tripped on my 5-inch heels, sneezed on one of the girls at the front, and spilt my bright yellow drink all over the white tablecloth and Taryn's dress. To my surprise, Taryn burst out laughing, took my hands, and told me how much she liked me. Taryn's warm demeanor, loving attitude, and charisma single-handedly changed my negative perception of sororities.
It is kind of discouraging when you hear the negative stereotypes about sororities, because when they say it's a sisterhood, it really is a sisterhood, and it's, these are bonds that are going to be unbreakable, and ones that, despite the amount of time that may elapse or the distance between you and another person, it's just one of those things that is, like, unshakable, and there's nothing that will really bend it or break it. It's kind of forever.
These unshakable bonds help us get through the stress of class, ignore the drama, and learn how to laugh at ourselves. And laugh at themselves they did. Each of them anonymously wrote their favorite memory of their last 4 years to be read at the end of senior night. And Taryn was included in a few of them, but this one was my favorite.
Okay, I lived in junior year, and everyone convinced me that Taryn Aub had never kissed a boy. For a couple of weeks, I was determined to get her a hookup, only to find out she kissed Minnie. Ask her about
The laughing, crying, and reminiscing continued, and many of the seniors expressed their fear of leaving. But Taryn says she's ready.
I've definitely grown as a person. Coming to college when you're 18, you don't really know who you are, who you want to be. And I've definitely experienced several ups and downs that I never thought I would. And through it, I've I feel I've become a stronger leader, and I've realized my weaknesses as well as my strengths, and I've become more compassionate and tried to mold myself into somebody that others feel they can lean on. And it's just really helped me grow up and become an adult that's ready for life outside of college, life outside of undergraduate.